The Dvorak Festival continues to stretch in different directions. Friday's features the San Antonio Master Singers, but as Maestro Sebastian Lang-Lessing describes, they won't be in standard choral layout.
A lot of the singing, especially from the ladies, will be offstage. So they are the offstage mermaids from underground.
That's right, mermaids. The symphony tackles Rusalka, Dvorak's take on a curious Slavic legend of young women who die before their time, becoming mermaid-like ghosts who lure young men.
We will actually have them come from the pit, and they will be under the stage.
Like they were under the water.
Yeah, like they're under the water. And that's also, we get a visual effect that will look like there's actually water in the pit.
You sing this in Czech. Is that pretty tough?
Not so easy, not so familiar.
San Antonio Master Singer and board member Chancey Blackburn.
We are going to process in from the lobby during our section. We have to be very strong independently. We have to know the words. We have to not trip when we're singing and walking.
Lang-Lessing says the story of Rusalka is a complicated one, but those who come to the symphony's production have a good edge at understanding it.
Just in a concert version, I think you would lose it, but with the staging and also the costumes we use and the light effects, it'll be a very enjoyable night.
This weekend's Dvorak Festival should be a standout event. I have a subsequent story on Opera San Antonio's involvement coming soon. More arts and culture stories at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.